Thunder Bay. MPP Michael Gravel has apologized for a second time in less than a week for emails sent to cabinet ministers from his office regarding the issue of mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for workers in the healthcare sector. A copy of a new email was released to reporters at Queen's Park Monday by the Office of Health Minister Christine Elliott. In the message, Gravel told Elliott, long-term care minister Rod Phillips, and Premier Ford he was forwarding to them an email from a constituent concerned about possible job loss in the health and long-term care sector. The MPP for Thunder Bay, Superior North, stated, your government must be much more forthcoming on its policy with regard to how it will respond to unvaxxed workers and looming job shortages. Elliott's press secretary said the email shows that the Liberals continue to speak out of both sides of their mouths by publicly calling for mandatory vaccinations while Gravel continues to privately advocate against the same policy, going as far as acknowledging the potential for job shortages. Questioned by reporters Monday, Del Duca said he hadn't seen the email and needed to review it. Gravel initially apologized last week after it came to light that he had asked Elliott and Phillips for assistance or advice for personal support workers who don't want to get the COVID-19 vaccination, but would like to keep working. The veteran member, who himself is double vaccinated, sent the letter on behalf of an unvaccinated healthcare worker in his riding, and asked if regular COVID-19 testing might be an option for these individuals. He subsequently expressed his regret, saying the Liberal Party is clear about its position that vaccinations should be mandatory, and that he has endorsed the policy from the start. After the new revelation Monday, Del Duca noted that Gravel had apologized for sending out these messages, and does support the Liberal policy. Until I've seen it, I don't know for certain whether this additional message predates him already expressing regret for the mistake that he made. So I'll take a look at that. We'll follow up if follow-up is required. The email is dated October 22, 2 days after Gravel's apology. When a reporter asked Del Duca what MPPs should do if they feel obligated to represent all constituents, including anti-vaxxers, by forwarding their concerns to cabinet ministers, he replied, MPPs are also elected to exercise judgment, not simply to serve as clearing houses to send information to the government. Gravel says he will stay in Liberal caucus despite NDP calls for his ouster. NDP Deputy Leader Sarah Singh accused the Liberals of delivering mixed messages about vaccines. She called on Del Duca to oust Gravel from the Liberal caucus, saying, protecting public health is more important than Del Duca's priority of holding on to one of his party's remaining 7 seats. Singh also said Gravel should not be allowed to run for the Liberal Party in next year's election. On Tuesday morning, however, Gravel said he had already spoken with Del Duca and apologized. I will be staying on as a member of the Liberal Party, he told TB Newswatch. Gravel said 4 or 5 emails on behalf of constituents worried about the impact of mandatory vaccinations in the healthcare sector were sent from his office to cabinet ministers last week. He attributed the latest emails to a mistake by a member of his staff. Unfortunately, one of my staff members misunderstood my direction and sent off further letters. I've reprimanded that staff member, and it certainly won't happen again. In the midst of this controversy, there's still no word on when the government will announce a decision on mandatory vaccines. Minister Elliott told reporters Monday that the government has received feedback from some northern and rural hospitals that forced vaccinations will result in staff shortages. We don't want to lose a lot of people, she said, adding that if losses are concentrated in a certain area, it could impact the ability to staff emergency departments, intensive care units, and surgery. Currently, the only healthcare workers facing mandatory vaccinations under government policy are nursing home staff, support workers, and volunteers, whose deadline is November 15.